Amanda Ply, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, RL, and you are listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Chelsea Ray. Thank you for listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Jay Carroll. You listen to The Josie Show.
Hey, everybody. This is Laura Vina. Thanks again for listening to my girl, Josie. You're listening to The Josie Show.
Hey, this is Skylar, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Hi, this is Steve Bloom from AmericasComedy.com, and we know you're cool because you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Danica Holmes.
Hey guys, this is Justin the Mystifier here.
What's up guys, it's Celeste Kellogg, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
This is Kenneth Brown, and you're listening to The Josie Show.
Woo!
Live from your computer. It's The Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And here's the host of The Josie Show, Josie Pasentino.
Hello. Welcome, 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 everyone. It's Josie Pasentino here, and welcome to The Josie Show. Whether you are listening by phone, in the chat room, listening live, or checking us out later on iTunes Archives, iTunes, or Zoom, I'm so glad you guys are here with us. And if I am stumbling, it's because I'm super excited, because after the show, we are going to Nashville. We are heading out to Nashville, Tennessee. I'm very excited because I'm going to get to meet Grammy legend and former guest on The Josie Show, Skylar Jett, and also Malia McKinney, who is from Conscious Music Entertainment, and Lenore Luca and Michelle Fail. And so very excited because we're going to actually have a new segment here on The Josie Show called Teens with Dreams, and that's what we're going to be discussing in Nashville. So I'm very excited about it, and you guys will all love it. So anywho, hopefully everyone could hear us all right, or else I'm blabbing to nobody. Okay. So I hope everyone could hear us. You do not want to miss a moment of the show. We got some fun plans brewing here for you. So here's what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. So we have our first show tonight with four guests joining us. And this is, it's going to be a very wild show because, like I said, there's four guests. So, yeah. We have with us tonight Gary and John Michaels, Courtney Darwin, Scott Isabel, and returning guest Savannah Ewan. So it's going to be very, very crazy. I'm very, very excited. So make sure you stay tuned to the whole show. It's live, so you never know what wild things are going to happen. And trust me, something usually does happen. We've learned very well that live shows, crazy things are going to happen. So very, very excited about that. Tonight we also have a new special feature as a treat. If you guys go to josieshow.com, you guys will see the new feature. It's a video, and right now my face is on there. So hope everyone is liking that. All right, it's going to be very cool. According to plan, you will see pictures, some music videos from one of our guests tonight. So be patient with us because anytime we try new features, you know, we need like an emergency medical crew handy. So it can get a little insane. So our show producers may be cutting in and out, helping out tonight as we rock these new features. So hopefully everything turns out great. So and also at the end of the show tonight, we will do some fun segment games with two of our guests tonight. So stay tuned to the whole show to see what two guests we got playing our little game with us, who are amazing sports. All right. hopefully you guys caught me the last hour on the Southern Star. If you missed it, it will be up all week at the southernstar.org. So make sure you guys check it out. I interviewed amazing singer Rosanna Marcel. I also covered the topic helping teens talk to their parents, which is always an important topic. Also, of course, we played hot music on there. So make sure you guys check it out. Currently on the video, if you guys can, you know, I'll see there that my wonderful web designer, Alan, who is so kind to have drawn faces on my picture. So thank you very, very much, Alan. I appreciate you. So very, very exciting. So let's see who's in the chat room now. Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing? Yes. There's some viewers already. Okay, so very cool. So tell all the new people how they can tune in live. Refresh the page and click the play arrow on the Blog Talk Radio player. That way you can hear what's going on the radio. So check that out. I also want to mention our pages, our websites, where you can check us all out at. My personal page, twitter.com/Josie1995. You can chat with me there. I always respond very speedy because I can do it from anywhere because that's just how I roll. My producer, Tina Passantino, who you can find at twitter.com/TinaMarie40. And also my fabulous web designer, Alan. You know you guys want to check out his page because he's just crazy in a good way. So check that out at twitter.com/Alan7769. And also, we're very excited to announce we almost have 5,000 followers on our twitter.com/Josie Show page, which is the official Twitter page for the Josie Show. So check that out. And also Facebook, if you just type in the Josie Show, we should pop up. So it's all good. It's all good. Also, I want to mention here, do you want to advertise on the Josie Show? You can email us at tina@josieshow.com for details. We're now taking advertisers to help you promote your business, or you can click on the link to the left on our homepage of the site or under the sponsors tab. And currently we have some sponsors up there now, so check it out on our sponsors tab on our website. Lots of new sponsors are being added, so very, very fun. Also, we want to tell you guys there's something here at the Josie Show to make it easy. You just call our 24-hour contact line. You can call us and leave a message or record something great that we will play on the air. Shout-outs are always welcome, and pre-taped questions for the guests coming up that week is always welcome. Also, join our forums. I want to mention this because now since we revamped our website, the Josie Show, josieshow.com, there is a new chat room. There's a new chat room. Very, very interesting. Very interesting chat room. It's very cool. So I hope you guys check that out. You have to sign up in the forums to get in the chat room. So that's what I wanted to mention. So hopefully you guys all join the forums and have fun with us. We always have some fun topics, and you gotta check that out. I'm being highly entertained right now by the pictures that Alan is doing of me. You know what? We really have to take away his computer. We have to take away his computer after this. Before I forget, there's a new feature called Ask Josie on our website where you can ask any questions you have and I will respond. Any inappropriate questions will be deleted like anything else. You know, you got to be careful. Oh goodness, this is distracting. Hopefully you guys check that out. And let's see, has our guest arrived yet?
Yeah,
all right, okay, cool. We're actually going to play, as we wait for our guests, Gary and John Michaels, we're going to play one of their songs. So let's see if I can get my producer on here to announce what song this is.
All right, so as we wait for our guests to arrive here, we have got a song by Gary Michaels, and it's called She Wanted to Fly. So here it is.
She said goodbye late last night. Tears soaked letter said it all. She left it by my side, much to my surprise. I guess that girl was ready to fly. Not yet to have someone goodbye. After they've wiped the teardrop shy. How do you love someone and let them go? How do you tell somebody goodbye? they wipe the teardrops dry. I read that letter several times, and each page had its own teardrop lines. When I got to the last page, well, it was dry. I guess it was then and there she wanted to fly. And I need to have someone goodbye. After they've wiped the teardrop shy. And how do you love someone and let them go? How do you tell somebody goodbye after they wipe their teardrops dry? She wrote that letter, left it by my side. I guess that girl was ready to fly.
And that was Gary and John Michaels. So also, I think we have another song that we're going to play from them. I believe so. I'm pretty sure.
You know what? You believe correctly. We do.
I love when I believe correctly.
I know. It's the best. Yes. You know, we've got a crazy segment tonight. And just in case our guest doesn't make it, I'm, like, really trying not to do the segment. So
because... And the reason why is because it should tell you Alan created this segment. So that should explain a lot right there.
Alan is just too good. He's just too good.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. This is Gary Michaels with Lonesome Highway.
I'm not gonna let you down.
Okay, there was Gary and John Michaels. Very, very cool. Alan, we're really going to have to take away your computer. All right. So, actually, you want to just pull out that segment because, you know what?
All right, we will do that. So hopefully,
Gary
and John were waylaid from the show tonight. We will
technical difficulties.
Reschedule. Yeah, you never know. So we will get it all figured out for another day. That's all fine and dandy. So our next guest is actually going to arrive in about 10 minutes. So while we are waiting for Courtney Darwin, we will go ahead and begin this delightful.
Oh, goodness. Okay, you know what? You're going to have to help me with this one because I don't know if I'll be able to make it through this.
Okay, so FYI, this is not opinions of us.
Yeah, FYI, okay, disclaimer, this is not us talking. Okay, we are just reading it for your own enjoyment and entertainment.
Exactly. That's it. The Dancing Mouse is cute.
The Dancing Mouse is very cute in the chat room. Okay.
Okay, for the love of goodness.
Okay.
Right, so what's our segment called? What's it called?
All right. So apparently this is the Josie Show's tips for a successful wedding. Sounds good, right?
That's sweet, doesn't it?
And then we continue reading.
And then we move on, and then it's not going to be so good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to start out this fiasco?
Might as well at this point. Might as well.
Okay, Eric. Right. Oh, that's funny. All right, go ahead.
All right, so number one, here's our tips for a successful wedding. Do not, I tell you, do not. Oh, dear goodness, please do not. Bring a date to the wedding. Your spouse-to-be may not like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah,
I'm
guessing they might not like that idea.
I'm guessing.
All right, the next one's yours.
I think I might just skip that one. That might even be too much for me. Okay, let's move on.
You're going to really skip that one?
I really am going to skip. I can't say those words.
Okay.
I know you think I probably could, and I probably could if I wasn't on the air, but I certainly cannot say it now.
Okay.
Okay, so do not hire the Hooters girls as the reception servers.
That makes sense. Okay, I don't think you want to do that.
I don't see why not, but okay. I don't know.
Okay. You're scaring me a little bit. All right, so the next one is do not request the photographer to take a close-up during the removal of the garter.
Don't they always take close-ups of that? I'm confused. Why?
Maybe don't take, you know, an upper close-up shot. I don't know.
It was sad that I had to have you explain this.
I'm trying to think, okay.
All right, so now I'm starting to catch on. Not a good thing at all.
Exactly.
All right, so I've lost my place already. Let's see. What's that?
All right.
Okay. Do not get the wedding cake in the shape of anything inappropriate, let's just
that
say.
That makes sense. Well, we could say that. A body part.
You could say body part.
Okay, better than what he'd written. Okay.
Okay.
The next one is, always say the correct name when taking your vows. That's true.
Yeah, that would be really bad.
That'd be bad. Like your wife is like named, you know, Kelly, and you're accidentally, you know, say, you know, Janet, I really, you know,
that.
Yeah,
okay. That would not be a good day. No, that would be a very bad day.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That gem is yours.
You knew that gem was going to be mine, right? Okay. I'm even going to go for it, too, this time, because, you know, why not? We've already come this far. Never put the words underwear optional on the wedding announcement.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Would you like that one? That one will be good for you.
All right. Do not hire a relative of your future spouse to entertain at the bachelor or bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably not a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Uh-huh. And Okay, yeah, we won't say that. Okay, do not use online screen names in your wedding vows. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Probably don't need to do that. Although I could see that happening. Probably don't need to do that.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, next one is turn off your cell phone during the wedding.
No, don't do that.
Along on the honeymoon.
Probably
that makes
good
sense.
Plan.
Probably very
probably
good plan.
Plan. No,
probably
I'm
very good,
good
plan. Uh-huh. All right, next one is when your spouse to be is making their speech, shouting.
shouting anything would be considered inappropriate in this moment. Let's just go with that.
I could say that, right?
No, let's not say that.
Shouting. Is not
hey, we were doing this in the chat room earlier. Here you go.
During the first dance, doing the robot is just wrong. Why?
But if you'd like to do it in the chat room before a show, hey, you're always more than welcome.
Hey, I do that before every show. Gets me warmed up. All right, next one.
Okay, that's funny. I'm sorry. That's just funny. All
right, next one is... the next one is, remember...
funny,
the next one is, remember to put the bride in the car before you leave at the end. That would help.
Just saying. Okay.
Just saying. All right.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right, so you know what? You go ahead and chat a little bit with your friends because I might have a guest on the line and I'm going to do a little searching here. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, screening time. All right, so I hope everyone's doing good. How are you guys all doing in the chat room? Message. Right. Are you guys still live out there? Okay. Yeah, we're definitely going to try to get Gary and John Michaels back on the line. We probably just had a malfunction with the times, which always happens, so not surprised. So hope everyone is doing very, very good. And so let's see here. And it seems like Alan is taking a break from the writing, you know, on my face, which is a very, very good thing. Very, very good thing. So let's see here. All right. I think the chat room froze up on me because I do not see any messages. That is not a good thing. That is definitely not a good thing. So please say hello if you could hear me right now. Please. You guys all still there in there? Okay, you all there? All right, sure. Okay, so yeah, so it sounds like our guest has arrived. So we'll figure out what is going on with that in a minute. Until then, everyone chat amongst yourselves. Once again, I do want to say you can check out the archives always on Zune and iTunes. And on our website, josieshow.com, under past shows. I mean, I'm so excited because we almost have, seriously, over 100 guests already, which is phenomenal. Starting out, I never even knew that it was, you know, going to be like this. So I think that's really, really cool. And thank you guys so much for making it possible because we've been getting a lot of views lately. On the show, and I think that's really cool that you guys are listening to us. I hope you guys listened to the show that we did. We actually did a with our magic man. We did it with Justin the Mystifier last Friday, I believe, and we did it on video stream, which was Amazing. And he did awesome magic tricks for us. We did interviews. I interviewed him, and then he interviewed me, which is really cool. You learn a lot about both of us. Reba Fan 4 Forever says, wish Melissa Peterman a happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday, Melissa Peterman. Happy, happy birthday. Very, very cool. How exciting. So, okay. My producer is going to come on and see what's going on. All right, here we go.
Hello, hello. Okay, so just so that everybody knows, I just got off the phone with Gary and John Michaels. We are going to go ahead and reschedule them for another day. They live in a place where they don't normally get tornadoes. However, they were hit with a tornado in their area. So just so that you know, they are okay. They physically are all fine, lots of damage. So we will reschedule them and get them back on. We'll play some more of their music here later tonight. But they wanted to call and kind of let us know what's happening, and we sent all of our love from all of our listeners here at the Josie Show and from all of us here behind the scenes to them for a speedy recovery. So we will get them back on at another date, and we wish them well and send them all of our love and blessings. Yeah. And we're going to be up with our next guest here in just a couple of minutes. So back to you, Josie.
Oh, thank goodness everyone is okay. That's the most important thing. But, yeah, we're definitely going to reschedule with them because we love them. They actually called in during the last show that I mentioned with Justin the Mystifier, and they were so kind to me and Justin. So they are amazing people, and we're just so blessed that they're all okay. And I'm looking very forward to having them on the show. We're going to have so, so much fun. So while we wait for our next guest here to arrive, what's going on? Pickled Ham says, I'm just waiting to see a squirrel dancing with a lobster. The funny thing is Alan probably has every single graphic that you can imagine. So just keep looking at the video player, and it will surely be there. And also on the screen you can see a happy Independence Day, and you can see some fireworks. That's very cool, Alan. That's very, very cool. See some of these things I never even seen. So, you know, it's kind of a surprise to me. So if you hear constant giggling during a picture up there, during an interview, you know why. It's because I've never seen these before in my life, and I'm a little shocked by it. All right. So it looks like our second guest here has arrived. And so everyone, please, please, please give a warm welcome to our second guest here, Courtney Darwin.
Hello, Courtney. Hey there.
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to be on the show.
I'm very excited to have you. I've been looking forward to talking to you forever.
Oh, well, same here, and I really appreciate the honor. It's so exciting.
It's going to be so, so much fun. We got some fun questions for you, and there's so many dedicated fans here in the chat room that are looking forward to your interview. So I don't want to keep anyone waiting, so let's start here.
Okay.
So I think this is fabulous. I read that your first performance was in first grade. Can you tell us about
that?
You remember? Oh, cool.
I lived in Du Bois, Pennsylvania, and I actually remember the school that I was in. It was called Oklahoma Elementary School, and I sang The Colors of the Wind from the movie Pocahontas. That was the first song I ever sang in public.
How cool.
Yeah, I sang it in front of all of my school, which was a big public school, and their parents. So I was nervous, but from what I can remember, it went well.
For what you remember, well, that is always a plus.
Oh, yes, that's always nice to know that you've done a good job.
Oh, yeah, and I bet everyone just jumped to their feet after you were done and gave you very positive vibes, which is always amazing.
They enjoyed it. I think it was a surprise to a lot of people. It was supposed to be just a cute little kid show.
Yeah, exactly. You probably left everyone so amazed. I think that's so cool that you started in first grade. That is unbelievable. That's very cool.
Oh, well, thank you.
Anytime. I think that is fabulous. But did you know at a young age that this was what you wanted to do as a career?
I would say I probably, from the age of 8 years old on, whenever I was in first grade, I was seven, so I was just starting to come into it and kind of figuring out what I was doing, and And when I was seven, I didn't know I wanted to do that yet as a career. But then it kind of hit me when I was eight. And pretty much from then on, it's been something that has just been a major part of my life.
So it probably came very natural to you, and, you know, it probably chose you. That's very cool.
It is. It's very neat how stuff like that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Well, at that age, one of the biggest influences was Celine Dion. You've got to love Celine. I listened to her a lot. I listened to some of the country artists that I listened to, though, was Martina McBride, Trisha Yearwood. I liked all of those. But they're fantastic singers and performers.
Very, very cool. And so do you like a mixture of genres, or do you, you know, have just one specific?
No, I do. I like all types of music. I mean, even when I was seven years old, I was listening to classical music. So, I mean, any type of music, I've always enjoyed. I've never been just, you know, set on one specific genre.
That is so cool. That's awesome. There has been a lot of wonderful things said about your amazing vocal range. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you feel when you get that big of a response from people?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just so heartwarming. I did not expect so much positive response. Like, I mean, you know, when you put yourself out there, you don't know what you're going to get. You hope for the best, but it's never 100% guaranteed. And I'm telling you, I've been so just honored and surprised by how genuinely nice people can be, and how the positive feedback has just been unbelievable, and it makes me want to keep doing it more, you know, and give back to the people, because they are what makes the career. I mean, really, the people are what we depend on, and who we choose to relate to. So I've just been so blessed and honored, and just so appreciative of all the feedback and all of the fans, because that's the number one to me. The fans are the number one priority.
Oh, yes, and you have a lot of dedicated fans who just love you.
Yeah, I do, and I just, it is so, like I said, just so heartwarming and so appreciated, and every single one of them are.
Absolutely. And I also want to mention, can you tell us a little bit about your album, Born to Love, which is unbelievable, and what can your fans and new listeners expect when they purchase this album?
Well, I pick songs that I can really relate to, and I think that a lot of people can, you know, listen to the words and the lyrics really, it's just real. And I love, I mean, I've gone through a lot of the things that the songs talk about, and I can relate to them in either different points of my life. And so they can just expect, I mean, just genuine lyrics that try to relate to everyday situations and everyday people. And we had a mix of slow songs as well as fast songs, because I think a good album has both. And so I wanted to do both and just kind of appeal to both senses, I guess you would say.
Exactly. And there's something on your album for everybody, you know, just different ages, you know, and for everybody, which is great.
I definitely wanted to put a variety in there. I kind of wanted, because it is my first album, I kind of wanted to mix it up and show, you know, I'm not just stuck on one thing, you know, or one type of sound. I kind of wanted to show that I'm versatile and don't mind taking risks and doing different things.
Absolutely, which is fabulous. I'm very excited because we have a couple of songs that we're going to play of yours tonight.
Awesome.
And so... Yeah, so how about we start out with your first song that we have tonight, titled Something I Won't Regret. You all are going to love this song. So please stay with me, Courtney. We're going to play it now and then come back and talk a little bit about it, all right?
It sounds great.
Sweet. Here it is, Something I Won't Regret.
Got it on sale last spring down in Cancun, and that cologne you wear still drives me crazy, but it seems you've moved on, haven't seen you much lately, so I better leave before I say something.
Something I Won't Regret by the fabulous Courtney Darwin, and we're speaking to Courtney right now. Can you tell us a little bit about this song? I love it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. It's awesome. Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about this song and your inspiration behind it?
Yeah, from the first time that I heard this song, I really, really liked it. And I had actually known of the writer, Max McGee. He is from Pennsylvania, who wrote the song, and I loved his music to begin with. I knew, actually, he wrote a couple of other songs that were on my album, so I wanted to check out all of his stuff and all of his material. Well, when I came across this song, I just thought it was so catchy, and I loved the words. And just like I said earlier, I mean, just to go back on that point of real-life situations and real-life things, and, you know, I know there has to be people out there who have you know, lost somebody that they still care about, and they may not want to admit it, but they still care about them, and in a way they want them to know. And so that's why I just love the song, is because it is so real and just hits home.
Absolutely. It's something that everyone can relate to, and everyone just loved it. And so can you give everyone the links to your websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm on Facebook. You can just Facebook me at Courtney Darwin. Also, I'm on Twitter, MySpace. I have a YouTube channel. And where you can go to get all of my information and information from my managers, because I'm managed by Tanya Moore of P&T Entertainment, and all of their information as well is on my website, which is www.courtneydarwin.com. And so all of that is on there, my information, their information, and a lot of pictures and just fun stuff is on that website. So that's where you can just get all access.
Nice. So I posted your link, CourtneyDarwin.com, in the chat room, so everyone check it out. And that's pretty neat. We have a video stream now on JosieShow.com, and we are actually seeing your website right now on the video. Very cool.
Oh, wow.
That's very high-techy. Nice. Anywho, that's very cool. I wanted to mention that.
Yeah, they definitely do a great job at that.
It's very, very cool. We have a fun question here. If you could do a duet with anyone, who would it be?
If I could do a duet, if it were a man that I was doing a duet with, I would have to say I love Jason Aldean. And I know that he is just on fire right now, but I have loved him from the first time I heard about him. I was listening to him, I remember, about 4 years ago when he made his very first album. I listened to him before anybody really knew about him, and I have been a Jason Aldean fan. So I would have to say him. Now, if it were a woman, that I was doing a duet with, then I would have to go back to the to country's roots, and I'd have to say Loretta Lynn, because she is one of my just country music icons. So I would enjoy that.
Agreed. Very good choices. Very, very good choices.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I love them myself.
They are great.
Oh, yes. Anna, can you tell us what it's like for you when you are performing in front of a crowd?
Oh, it's such an adrenaline rush, honestly. I mean, like I said earlier, the fans just keep me going, and they energize me, and I love it while I'm up there. And when it's during the fast songs, I'm all into it. Everybody's energetic and just having an awesome time. And during the slow songs, I mean, there's a lot of them that I sing that it's just sentimental, and it really catches you in the moment. And I can see, when I look down at the audience and see that in their eyes, that's what I'm all about. That's why I do what I do, is because I do want to touch people on a real level and just relate to them and give them something, entertainment, you know, that's what it's all about. And so when I'm up on stage, I totally go off the fans, and they just make it an awesome experience for me.
That's what it's about. And I bet you have just that same feeling when you're, you know, meeting someone, because with social networking sites, you know how you could talk to your fans, but I bet meeting them in person when they come to your shows is probably an unbelievable feeling.
Oh, yes, it is. There's nothing like personal, you know, personal contact, personal involvement, and I just love meeting people. I mean, because, you know, anybody that I can talk to, and any feedback I can get, I'm always open for, and I love it. That's my favorite part about doing shows, actually, is getting that personal contact with the fans.
Definitely. and let's see here. Reba Fan for Forever in the chat room. She asks, would you ever do a duet with Reba?
Oh, yes, in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
I love Reba.
Me too. I'm with
you. She is awesome. I would do that. I would be very honored.
Oh, yeah. That would be very, very cool.
That would be very cool.
Oh, yeah. And let's see here. Also, we have another one of your songs that we're going to play. So stay with me. We're going to play your song, High Heels. Love this song. We'll be right back to talk about it, okay?
Yay. Sounds good.
Awesome. Here it is, High Heels.
You got tagged in a photo on Facebook. It caught my eye, so I took another look. You were locking lips with some little obvious blonde. I clicked on her page, there you were again, in your bathing suit, soft tan, holding hands. Just what kind of business trip were you on? Let me tell you, she's got some pretty high heels to fill. Couldn't walk in a man. On my phone, are you freaking out cause you think I know? Gonna let you sweat it out till later on. Grabbed your stuff, threw it in the street. Toothbrush, laptop, two tight jeans. Your new friend can help you pick up cause I'm gone. You'll be sorry. This promise. just couldn't walk in them anyway. Cheap imitation ain't a better deal, just falls apart someday. I'm out here not looking back, no way to cover up my tracks. I swear on these stilettos you'll miss me, and you always will. Just got some pretty high heels to feel. Oh yeah, yeah.
And that was High Heels. No, Courtney, did you write this song?
I did not. Unfortunately, I cannot take the credit for that song. Actually, the writer for this song is named Lee Johnson, and he's from Colorado.
How cool.
So I have to give him the credit.
Nice, nice. Well, you sang it justice. It was amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I love that song.
Me too. But you do a little bit of songwriting too, right?
None of the songs on my album, I've not written any of them. I've just done some on the side, and that's something that I'm wanting to work toward in the future. That's
yeah.
my project, if you will. I'm wanting to get something out where, you know, I put my 2 cents worth in, I guess you'd say. So, but no, I can't take any of the credit on the ones on my album on the first one. It was just amazingly talented songwriters that I was fortunate enough to get.
Definitely. Trying out songwriting is a perfect goal.
It is, and that's the direction that I'm headed.
Awesome. And are you currently working on any other projects, any new projects?
Not as of yet. All I'm doing right now is just going around and promoting this album. As a matter of fact, on July 19th in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm going to be having a show at the Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Nashville. And I'll also be booked at Nashville in October of this year as well. And just kind of out there doing shows and promoting the CD and like I said earlier, mingling with fans and just really enjoying the benefits of this album right now.
Very cool. And I love Nashville. I'm so excited because actually after the show, I'm heading to Nashville now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Heading to Nashville. Yeah, so hopefully I can come back when you're there performing. I'd love to see you live.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'm going to be there for several days, actually, but I'll be there the week of July 18th. So.
Nice.
And actually, on the 19th, we're going to be having a showcase there, and I've actually got some Nashville locals that are going to be opening for me, and they're performing in the showcase, I should say, as well. And just some of the names I have for that is Courtney Benton, Skyla Spencer, and Dimitri Moon. They are going to be the girls that are going to be singing at the showcase, and I've heard amazing things about them already, how talented they are. And the doors open at 7 p.m., and the showcase begins at 7:30, so I hope to see you there.
Oh, yeah. It's already in my calendar because I am definitely wanting to go because I think you are amazing, and I'm a huge fan, and I'd love to see you live. It'd be so cool. It'd be so much fun.
It would be. You would definitely be welcomed.
Sweet. Yeah, I have to meet you. If I'm going there, I have to meet you.
Yes, that's a must.
Nice. Awesome. Very, very cool. So are you, I think I read somewhere, are you working on the possibility of a European tour?
We have worked on that possibility because we want to, I know that I have some fans, which is so sweet to me that I have fans that are from Europe. They follow me on my site. And so nothing's been in stone yet, but yes, the possibility of having a European tour has been in the air.
Nice. That would be so much fun to just travel everywhere, you know, get out of state.
Oh, I know. It would be it's such an honor and blessing, really.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be very, very cool. So where can our listeners go to purchase your album?
Well, you can go to my website, and what we do is if you are from out of town, you can just email, because if any email that you send, you can email your name, of course, address, and all that, and Tanya will look that information up, get back with you on that, and we will send your album through the mail.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it's very easy, convenient, and quick. So, yeah, we tried to make it as convenient as possible.
Awesome. Awesome. Very, very cool. So hopefully everyone, because I know everyone loved your songs that we played. So everyone, check out that. Check out her album at CourtneyDarwin.com, right? On your website.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So check that out, everyone. And I also read somewhere that you are quite a good basketball player. Is that right?
I have played many a basketball games in my day.
I do my research.
Yeah, you do. You do a great job at it.
I played
all throughout high school, and we won 2 state championships my sophomore and junior year, back-to-back.
Nice. That's very cool.
That was a very basketball was a huge part of my life when I was in school. It's something that I've learned from, and the lessons I've learned from playing sports and all, I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very, very cool. And I just had to bring that up because I love basketball, and I thought that was really cool. They did that, too. So, very cool.
There you go. I'm a huge basketball fan, too. So, see, we've already got stuff in common.
Exactly. another fun question here, and it's my favorite question that I love to ask my guests. It's funny. Do you have any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Actually, I do.
Ooh, share.
I could say no, but it happened in one of my first shows that I was promoting this album on, and I was actually performing the song Born to Love, and which is on my album. And I got in the moment, and I was introducing the song and then the album, of course, and my website and stuff. And right before I sang that song, I told everyone that I was like, I want to let you guys hear one of the new songs on my album, and it's called All About Love. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. And right after I said it, once I started singing the song, I said, oh, my word, that song is not called All About Love. It's called Born to Love. So I would have to rate that as my number one embarrassing moment on stage.
It happens.
It happens. It just is not fun when it does.
But you are definitely not a professional unless something happens like that. So you are a pro.
There you go. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
Exactly. You are a pro. Exactly. But yeah, we've heard worse things. I mean, we've heard about tripping. I mean, we've heard about some pretty bad stuff. So you are
good.
That's
my number one fear. I hope I can, when I talk to you again, I hope I can never say that.
I hope not either. Please, I hope that never happens. So be very careful. You know, don't wear that much high heels. And you'll be fine.
Watch where I walk.
Exactly. See, there you go. The Josie Show tips.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. And we're actually running out of time, but I want to ask you one last fun question.
Sure.
What was the most craziest thing that a fan has ever asked you to sign an autograph on?
That's ever asked me to sign. Well,
yeah.
The show that I was doing in my hometown back in November, right when I got off stage, I had a guy come up to me and he wanted my autograph, and so I said, okay, well, you know, do you have a pen? What do you want me to sign? And he turned around and he was like, well, could you please just sign my neck? He's like, that would be good. And he said, just, you know, right under my ear. And I was like,
okay.
So I signed his neck.
All right. Do you want in cursive or very interesting?
He got what he wanted, so I was happy. So, yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, that's a dedicated fan right there. He wanted
it
on his neck.
Exactly. I wanted to ask him how long he was going to go without washing it.
Yeah, I know. I know, right? Exactly. You know. Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. But yeah, I had a blast talking with you. You are hilarious. I had so much fun. We have to get you back on.
Yes, definitely. And thank you so much. Like I said, it's such an honor, and I've had such a good time. And I just hope everyone enjoyed it and enjoyed the songs. And like I said again, I appreciate everybody's support and appreciate being on the show.
It was my honor to get to talk to you. I am a huge fan, and I'm very excited to have you back on because I'm like planning.
Well, thank you. So am I.
Awesome. So I will chat to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. That was Courtney Darwin, everyone. So now we have a special thing here that my producer here, Tina, is going to come on. All right.
Hey, we are so lucky. We have a special caller that called in. We're going to get ready to talk to Scott Isabel here in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, you got a special caller. So are you ready?
I love special callers.
I know. All right. So get ready to say hello. Hello, special caller. You're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Who is this?
It's Chelsea Ray.
I knew it. And it didn't give it away. It kind of gave it away. But Alan put your picture on the video.
Jerk.
That's
the song.
Yeah, he's actually in a very crazy mood because he's been messing around with those graphics. ChelseaRaySongs.com. There you go.
There it is. Finish the ad for me.
There you
go.
I finished it off for you.
everyone who's listening is like, what just happened to the show?
I know. Right now, everyone doesn't get what's going on. But this is our friend Chelsea Ray at the Josie Show. We've had her on, I can't even count how many times. We just love you. And I'm very excited because, if you guys didn't know, I got to interview Chelsea Ray. I got to interview her on the Southern Star, which was up all last week. And it was a huge hit. It was a big one.
It was.
They loved you.
Oh, that's super cool. I had so much fun doing it. I love getting to talk to you. It's fun every time.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. I'm so glad. But, yeah, so what's been going on? How have you been?
Well, tonight I'm actually cooking spaghetti right now, Miss Italian, and I am just hanging out in Nashville. I'm just going to hang with some friends, watch a movie or two, and that's kind of what I'm doing tonight. Just been working really hard on everything, getting the pieces put together, so hopefully in about a year or so I can put out a new album. I really want to do that for everybody. Got a lot of new fans coming in, and really looking forward to getting them some new music eventually. So.
Oh, my goodness. I am so, so excited. I absolutely love all of your songs. You already know that. And I think you are so, so talented. I love you. And I'm so excited because I'm actually going to meet you in Nashville because I'm going to be in Nashville for 2 days, and we already planned this out.
So who were you just talking to? She sounded like I would like to be her friend.
You would like to be her bestie? Me too.
She's in Nashville.
Yeah, she's in Nashville. Her name is Courtney Darwin, and she's awesome. You could find her on Twitter at twitter.com/CourtneyDarwin, and you got to chat with her. She's so cool.
I will have to check that out. Well, I didn't mean to crash your show. Well, I did, but not going to take any more time. I just wanted to say hey.
Oh, well, you could always call anytime because you make the show amazing. You're awesome.
You're funny. I appreciate that.
Anytime. Well, I'm so, so glad you called in. And we got to get you back on the show, few more times, actually.
Sure. Anytime. Just let me know when you want to do it.
Nice. And I'm actually thinking that maybe when I meet you in Nashville, maybe we could do a live interview. Maybe that would be really cool.
Bring your camera. We'll do it.
You got it. Very, very cool. All right. So I had so, so much fun. So glad you called in. That's so cool.
Well, y'all have a good rest of your show, and I'm going to eat some spaghetti.
Eat some spaghetti for me. I'm, Italian, as you know, so please.
You got it.
Love it. Love it, love it. Thank you so much for calling in. You're awesome.
No problem.
That was Chelsea Ray.
I love y'all. All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Woohoo! That was Chelsea Ray. She is an amazing special caller. Love her. Love her. And cut. There we go. There we go. So now we have our next guest that I'm very excited about. He's awesome. And he actually was a – he called in at one point to pop in because he is a good friend of ours. And we think he is fabulous. And you know who we're talking about. Here is the wonderful Scott Isabel, actor and singer Scott Isabel. Here he is.
What's up, everyone?
Woohoo! What's up with you? How are you?
Good. I actually brought a special friend. Right, one sec.
Ooh, I got
I'm
Ooh.
Really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Okay. Only you, Scott. Only you. See, that's why we had to get you on the Josie Show, because you are probably the funniest ever. That is hilarious.
I
try. Yeah, you definitely succeed, I'll tell you that much. So, very, very, very funny. We have a lot of people in the chat room right now, so I'm very excited about that, and they want to know about you. They want to know about you. So, let's get started here. But I want to start with, how has your trip been? Because you're in New York City. Mm-hmm. What's it for? What's going on there?
Yeah, I've been in New York City doing some acting work, meeting with my agent, that type of thing. Been mm-hmm. getting lost like every other day, it seems. It was pretty cool.
Nice.
I got to see like a fast-paced police chase, so that was pretty cool as well. Yeah.
That was very cool. That's That is hilarious. Well, at least you're having some entertainment. Very, very cool. Have you been going to see some, like, live shows? Because you are in New York City.
Yep. I saw The Lion King last week.
Sweet.
And that was really incredible. I saw that on Broadway. That was the first time I had seen that. The cast was really amazing. I hope I can do that someday. That'd be pretty cool. And I want to go see Daniel Radcliffe and How to Succeed in Business. He's actually the main character right now.
Very, very cool. That's on your bucket list. And I, you know, like you mentioned before, you for people you know new in the chat room here, you are a singer and an actor. So would you ever want to consider doing Broadway? Because you get to do both.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping to try to do some off-Broadway later this year, if all goes well. Keeping my fingers crossed on that. But definitely
fingers
it would
crossed.
Be great to mix both together, because I really am a big fan of Broadway shows and all sorts of musicals.
Absolutely. What would be better than that? I mean, doing your two favorite things in one show. I mean, come on. That's awesome.
I know.
That would be very, very cool. Can you tell us about some acting roles that you have had?
Some what?
Well, some acting roles that you've done.
Oh, I thought you said acting world.
I mean that too.
I've been doing a lot of work, or I used to do a lot of work on the show Aqua Kids. It's a marine biology children's show that basically goes around the country, going to aquariums. We swim with sharks.
Nice.
In cages, gone scuba diving, that type of thing. And it's supposed to help try to show people how they can protect the environment. And, yep, I was put in charge of that, so.
Very cool. Nice.
And
nice.
I've done some, I've been in a couple feature films. I've acted in some music videos, some musicals as well. And starting next week, I'm actually going to be filming for a pilot for PBS for a new children's show. So that should be good as well.
Very exciting. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Congratulations with that new role that you got.
Thank
really
you.
Cool.
I haven't even looked at the script yet, and I think there's like 8 or 9 of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you better get to it. That's very, very cool. Very, very exciting. And what do you like to do to prep yourself for a role?
Well, if it's like a musical, I usually try to watch the show or go see it live. One of the characters that I did, I played Charlie Brown, so I actually watched a lot of cartoons from that so I could try to actually basically transform myself into that character of Charlie Brown.
Right.
And also for longer monologues and that type of thing, I do spend a great deal of time going over those, and then I'll actually videotape myself performing those so that I don't mess up on stage or that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. Definitely. What movie or theater production would you really love to be in? Which one would you like to be in?
Oh, that's hard. I wanted to try to get on Jesus Christ Superstar, but I was told, my agent told me I was way too young looking for any of those roles, so that kind of got shut down. I also like the show Rent. Being in The Lion King would be cool as well, but one movie I'd love to do is I'd love to be in a movie with Tom Hanks. He's definitely one of my favorite actors of all time, and, you know, he's just such an incredible actor and just such a pioneer in what he does, so it'd be pretty incredible to be in a movie with him at some point, hopefully.
I agree. That would be very incredible to watch you guys do that. Very, very cool. So let's talk a little bit about your music. So who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, I have a lot. First off is Elvis Presley. I've been, you know, listening to him since I was little, performing his music. I got my start performing in Elvis shows with other Elvis impersonators when I was about 5 years old, probably. And also Michael Jackson is a giant inspiration of mine as well. I'm told a lot of times I sound kind of similar to him, which I don't really try, but I guess that's the way my voice is. Yeah. It's not like I've had lessons in how to sing like him. I don't even know if they do that.
I don't know.
But,
if they can do that, then there'd be a lot of people doing that.
I know, especially nowadays with everything. But and I'm also a big fan of Neo. I got to perform for him last year. He's a pretty incredible singer and performer. I wish I could dance like him as well. And I love New Kids on the Block, Justin Timberlake, and Susan Zadeschke. So some
very
local
good list.
People who grew up in the Boston area as well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And right now everyone is actually looking at your website because on our video here on josieshow.com, our new feature, Aaron, our wonderful web designer, put up your website. So we're checking that out now. So check that out. That's very cool.
I had it on pause.
Well, good. So you won't be distracted. See, there you go. That's smart.
I know my ADD medicine's worn off.
Oh my gosh, you are hilarious. So it's very cool because Alan, you know, is the techie one of the bunch, so very, very cool. Anna, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out?
I do have my debut single out under Island Def Jam Distribution called The One. I actually wrote it all myself and recorded it at my own studio and then sent it out to Nashville to get mastered over. And I do have a few other songs out as well. I'm currently in the process of working on a brand new album or my debut album. I need to start working on that a little more. I've been so distracted with my acting stuff that kind of got pushed to the side, but I'm going to try and do both at once. So I'll see how that happens.
Yeah, you're going to have to start, do some juggling.
I know.
Yep. You can do it. As you mentioned, your song titled The One, we actually have it tonight. So we're going to play that now for everybody, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit about it, all right?
All right, perfect.
Perfect. All right, so here is The One by Scott Isabel. Here it is. is the One by Scott Izzell. And as you mentioned, you wrote this song all by yourself. What was your inspiration behind the song?
How are you?
Oh, hello, you there?
Yes. I would like to just get to
know you.
Uh-oh.
I want to ask
What's
you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
What was that?
Did you hear that?
I heard that and was a little frightened.
Yeah, I'm chilling with
what
Arnold right now. That's
Wait,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my gosh. That scared me half to death. All I remember hearing was your song, The One, and then this crazy voice comes on. It scared me half to death. I'm like, what did someone do
Black
to Scott?
Gentleman.
Okay. It scared me. But yeah, so what was your inspiration for this song?
the one.
Yeah.
Well, it was basically I wanted to write a song that a lot of, you know, teens could relate to about, like, a first relationship they've had or someone they've wanted to have a relationship with, my own personal experiences. So I wanted a song that could definitely be played for, you know, teens, tweens, but also be played at, you know, nightclubs and dance areas as well, so it can relate to, you know, adults, teens, and younger people as well. So I was trying to create almost a universal song.
Exactly, and it does. It's a very relatable song for all ages, and that's why everyone has to check it out. Where can fans go to purchase your music?
Okay, well, you can buy my song, The One, on iTunes and Amazon worldwide. And I'm hoping by sometime in the fall or winter I'll have out my debut album. I'm working with some pretty incredible producers from the UK who work with Wiz Khalifa and B.O.B. So I'm trying to create some pretty good music for that that can, you know, mix with hip-hop a little bit, but also is kind of the pop style I like with a little MJ in it. Thrown in as well.
Very nice. Extremely excited about your debut album, and when it comes out, we'll have to have you back on and advertise the heck out of it because we absolutely love your songs.
Thank you.
But at any time, and I know that you have websites and social networking sites. Can you give out your social networking sites where fans can chat with you?
All right. Well, like, first of all, I have my website is scottisbellmusic.com. That might be on the screen. I don't know. I paused it because it was too distracting for me. especially with your mom having, like, devil horns and stuff.
Yeah, I know. We got to take away Alan's computer.
I know. Mm-hmm. Make the battery die or something. But you can also... go to, join my Facebook fan page, just type in it on search and you should find it. And I also have, I use Twitter a lot. I'm probably on as much as Ashton Kutcher. And
yeah.
my tweets might not be as interesting as, like, Charlie Sheen, but they're a little more
awesome.
Appropriate as well. So,
kid
and
friendly.
That is Twitter.com / Scotty Isbell. Because some jerk stole Scott Isbell before I got to it.
Nice. Nice job. Give him his name back. Okay, so yeah, Scotty Isbell. Very cool. All right. Yeah, so everyone check him out on Twitter and chat with him. So have you had some great mentors along the way?
Yeah, definitely. Who have my mentors been? First, a singing teacher I've been working with, Keon Simmons. I met him through some performing I had done. He used to be a backup singer for Mariah Carey, and currently he's a backup singer for Neo. Neo's just had a baby not long ago, so he's taking a little break. Some TV stuff as well, but he's definitely been an incredible inspiration of mine and mentor as well. And who else? You're a mentor of mine.
You actually mentioned it in the beginning. Michael Jackson is a big one that was for you, and Elvis Presley,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely,
yeah.
Both of them. I never got to know either of them because Elvis was dead way before I was born, obviously, and I never got to meet Michael, but, you know, I think he was the most incredible performer of all time and definitely changed music forever and created his own thing as well. So that was, you know, I really look up to what he did musically and changing the world as well.
Absolutely. Very, very good mentors. And this is exciting. You actually have a caller. So let's see here if we can put them on. All right, caller Emily. Are you on the line?
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Emily. This is Emily. She's like my biggest fan in the world. She's the one who went backstage and met Usher and Akon and brought them my CD and music and portfolio.
You're the
and all
awesome
that.
One. You're the awesome dedicated fan.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, she basically is my billboard for advertising. She's an amazing friend.
Love it. Very, very cool. So, Emily, do you have a question for Scott while we got him on the line? Or do you just want to say hi?
I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, okay. Well, very, very cool. Thank you so much for calling in.
Enjoy the fireworks.
Oh, yeah. When is his CD coming out?
Oh, my CD? I'm starting to write more of it now. I'm hoping it comes out either in the fall or the winter. But I'm definitely having at least 2 or 3 singles come out before that. Probably some of them are free as well. So stay tuned for that, and I'll let you know when that comes up as well.
Okay.
Awesome. Emily, thanks so much for calling into the Josie Show.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. I remember you telling me that story about the dedicated fan who did that for you. It was very cool to meet her. So, hi, Emily. Thank you for calling in. Very, very cool. That's awesome. We have another one of your great songs here tonight that we'd love to play called I Miss You. So let's play that now, right? Sound good?
All right, perfect.
Awesome. Here it is. I Miss You.
Think of you, I miss you, baby. Just ain't the same girl, and our love seems so distant now, and I feel so lost without your heart with mine. Why did you leave me, girl? Then I want you back in my life, and everything's so strange now, girl, without you. Can I hold you? Cause I miss you, miss you, miss you. Was something that said it did that pulled you away from me? Girl, I want you. Girl, I need you. Girl, I want to know how to have your love. When did we go from there? We know what I can do. I left for you, never answer one of them back, and even my texts were ignored. Girl, it makes me wanna cry. I see your face looks so sad, almost as sad as mine is right now. We need each other more than ever.
Thank you. And that was I Miss You by Scott Isabel, who we're talking to right now. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about this song?
About I Miss You? Definitely.
Yeah.
So I wrote that song, what was it, a year and a half ago, and I actually performed it for the first time live on TV at the MGM Grand Theater, which was the most nervous I'd ever been in my career. so, you know, it actually went really well, but, you know, as I was going on stage to Carrie Underwood's, like, entourage, and they were all cleaning up from our concert the night before, so it was just a little nerve-wracking to be in a giant theater, and this, I don't even know how long the stage was. It was the biggest stage I've ever been on, and I wasn't planning, when I had practiced, I wasn't planning on being on a stage that big, so then all of a sudden I had to figure out how I was going to use up all the stage space. So it was definitely an incredible experience, and now I don't really get nervous from performing, but it was definitely pretty nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking, but a very good experience.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. Absolutely. And it looks like we have another caller for you on the line. So here we go. Let's see here. Hello, caller?
Oh, hello.
Hold on. Hello, caller? Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Do you have a question for our guest here, Scott Isabel?
Well, actually, this is Justin the Mystifier. I just wanted to call in and punk Scott a little bit. I haven't been able to listen to the show, unfortunately. I just got out of my gig here, but I just wanted to come on and show some support for Scott and for you.
Thanks so much, bro.
I did lots of magic, and I was thinking of Scott the whole time because he's such a big fan of my magic, and I've been listening to his music, and I never got into the Justin Bieber thing, but I am a fan of yours, so I just had
Thank
to...
you.
There's definitely a difference.
You really are an incredible magician. At first I thought that was just your name, and then I watched your videos and stuff, and you're really a professional. It's pretty incredible.
Well, thank
He's
you.
He's awesome.
And,
yeah, we love you
Georgie's
here.
A great interviewer, so.
Why, thank you. Very, very sweet. And we were actually talking before the show, we were talking about how you, we actually had you on last Friday where we did our first live video feed, which was awesome, and you did your magic there. So it was
yeah,
very
was
cool
awesome.
That you got to call in. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I'd get out of the gig early enough, and I felt bad that I was going to miss the show, and I really wanted to catch your other guests. And unfortunately, I can't hear it in the car, so I'll definitely tune in to the recorded version. But
awesome.
When I saw the time, I'm like, I wonder if Scott's on, and you know, just using my magic, I knew I should call now. So I just.
Well, that is
well,
awesome that
you
called in. Yes. Yeah.
So
thank you so much,
Justin, guys.
For calling in.
I'll
catch
you guys later.
How did your gig went well?
Yes. Yes. It went great. I had a blast, and everybody else did too. So
that's good.
Yeah, it was it was for my my stylist and image consultant. Her son was getting married, so we had like I got to go and do table to table magic for the rehearsal dinner. So three
awesome.
Pizza and three drinks. I mean, you can't beat that, you know.
Yeah, you can.
Well, thank you so much, Justin. We are actually running out of time here.
Right.
But thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah,
awesome.
just wanted to come in and share the love. So I'll catch you guys later then.
All right.
All
Bye-bye.
Right, thank you. Bye.
Yep.
And, Scott, we had so, so much fun talking with you. You were awesome. And we actually
thank
have
you.
A fun segment here. We have a fun segment happening a little later on in the show. So everyone's going to love it. So, we'll leave you with that. And, Scott, thanks again for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Awesome. So we had a blast talking with the wonderful Scott Isabel. And we will, of course, bring him back. And so now it looks like our last guest of tonight. We're very excited about because it's actually her third appearance on the Josie Show. We love her here. Everyone, please welcome Savannah Aaron. Hello, Savannah.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I
doing
like the
great.
Applause.
You know we always have to have our sound effects here.
That's awesome.
Love it, love it. So what's been
well,
going on with
been?
You since? Oh, well, I've been pretty good, just hanging out. Afterwards, after the show, we're actually heading to Nashville, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh, awesome. What's in Nashville?
Well, I actually have a few meetings for a new segment that we're going to be doing, Teens for Dreams, which is going to be really,
ooh,
really cool. Yeah, we're making the world a better place.
Ooh, I love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. So what have you been up to?
I have been traveling a lot. I feel like
nice.
I live in an airport. But it's good. It's a great feeling to stay busy. And, just there's a ton of exciting things happening. And I just got back from L.A., and that was really fun. And then a show in Detroit. And now I get to stay home for a week or so because I'm getting ready for a big fair gig coming up in my hometown. So it'll be a lot of fun. And, pretty much just performing a lot and getting ready to announce some cool news.
Ooh, we love cool news.
Yeah,
very
me
awesome.
Too.
That is exciting and very cool that you're just traveling all over and performing. So very cool. And we want to get to know a little bit more about you here. So you were actually performing long before you started posting videos online that everyone could check out on YouTube. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. Tell you about YouTube. Or
yeah, and all of your posts and your videos and your covers.
Right. Yeah, sorry, it's like going in and out. So I started a YouTube page about 3 years ago, and it's been really crazy and fun at the same time. I never had an idea that, it would get kind of to this point. We have over 300, I don't even know the number, but over 300,000 subscribers and over 75 million views. So it's been pretty insane, and I'm just having the best time, covering songs and then posting originals and music videos and collaborations with some of my favorite friends that I know, and it's been pretty cool. So, yeah, YouTube is
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you have tons of dedicated fans who just love all the videos that you post. You have a lot of dedicated fans, and that's very cool. And also talking about originals, I heard that you wrote your first single, Goodbyes, while you were in middle school, and it was on Disney charts for, 30 weeks and still holds a record till this day. That's amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the first song I ever wrote was called Goodbyes, and I wrote it during my middle school graduation, and my best friend at the time was moving to a different high school, so it was just going to be tough, saying best friends and keeping that relationship. So I released it as my first single, and it was really crazy because it was the first song I ever heard on Radio Disney, and it was the first song I ever shot a music video for, and it was the first song I ever recorded in a studio, that was my own song. So it had a lot of firsts for me, and it's just so exciting to this day. I don't even remember how long ago I released that song, but it's been a few years, and still to this day, people are always, tweeting me randomly saying, Goodbyes is my favorite song. Thank you for, releasing that song. And, I just use Goodbyes for a graduation song, and I sing it for my talent show. So it's been really special to get those, comments and feedback from that song that I, released so long ago, and it was the first song I ever wrote. So It's definitely a very special song to me and means a lot. So, yeah, I guess that's goodbyes in a nutshell.
Definitely. We love it, and we're actually going to play it a little later here, which I'm very excited about because it's awesome. Everyone is going to love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Anytime. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences?
My biggest musical influences are, the Beatles are a huge one. Also, Celine Dion and Christina Aguilera. I love Bon Iver. He's an alternative kind of indie artist, but he's just so talented. And I find a lot of inspiration from him just for how, like, out of the box he is and how different he is. I would love to, like, jump inside of his head just for, like, a day and see how he thinks. I also really like John Mayer and Maroon 5, Coldplay, The Fray, Jack's Mannequin. I mean, there's just so many artists out there that are incredible, and I find inspiration from each and every one of them, whether it's their songwriting or their you know, music or their performance abilities, I guess just anything, pretty much.
Exactly. You like a mixture of genres, which is always fantastic. You don't just like one thing.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty much all over the place. Like, I love Frank Sinatra, and I love I love Kanye West. I don't know.
Love it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. And I'm with you on that. So where can our listeners go to purchase your music that you have out?
You can go to iTunes and just type in my name. I think that would be the easiest. You can also go to – I have a new merch store, and I have a little EP on there with, like, 3 songs to purchase. So that is called SavannahUten.store, NVY.com. Or you can just go to YouTube and find all of my originals there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are actually, the new feature that we have, my wonderful web designer, Alan, we could actually see your website right now in our little video player. So this is very cool.
Oh, awesome.
Fancy.
Awesome.
I
yeah,
know.
Very fancy. Wow, look at you.
Thank you very much. So everyone, check it out. Also, we're actually going to try this feature out now. We're going to play a music video, so let's see how this works out. So everyone, beware, this is the first time we're actually playing a music video on our new feature, so let's try this out. We're going to be playing Goodbyes, okay?
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Hopefully this works. Fingers crossed. All right. Do-do. While Ellen tries to get the video on. Ah, it looks like something's happening.
Yeah?
We can't see it, but it looks like something. Oh. We see a video. Now, I wonder if we're going to get the audio. That's the problem. Okay, everyone in the chat room is saying that it's working, so it's working.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Perfect. So, everyone enjoy.
Yeah, we're going to be switching to the audio.
What was that?
Goodbyes by Savannah Uten, and we had to switch to the audio because the music video wasn't working out too well. There's a lot of freezing, so I know, bummer, our feature totally bummed out on us, but it's okay. I'm very excited that we got to hear it. I love that song.
Yeah, thank you.
Anytime, and it looks like we have a caller on the line, so let's see if we can get him on. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the line with Savannah Uten.
Hi. Is this Sigrid?
Yes,
it might be.
Hey, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I will never, ever get over this starstruckness, I guess.
Oh my goodness, do not be nervous. Do not be nervous.
I just can't help it.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Okay.
How are you doing?
You have no idea. I'm actually really good. It's 3:45 in the morning, and everything's great.
It's 3:45 in the morning.
Yes. This is how it is to be a Savannah fan over in Norway. It's not always that easy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at least you're not in school.
It kind of sucks sometimes.
But at least you're not in school, right? Right now, it's summer?
No. Yeah, it's summer.
Okay, good. Because that would not be good if you had to wake up early for school and it was 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that would not be fun.
Well, I've had to do that before also, but usually it works out.
You are so awesome.
Thank you.
You're great.
But it was, it wasn't that much fun at the first gala because I stayed up until, like, 4:30 a.m. And I was, so tired. I thought that I was going to collapse or something. But it was 4:30, and the ceremony hadn't even started yet, so I just figured I had to go to bed. But then I woke up the next morning, and I found out that you started performing at, like, 9:30 over here, and I was like, why did I stay up so long?
Oh, man. Well, I'm so sorry. I wish that I would have known an exact time I was performing, but I did not know what time, so I wasn't able to let everyone know. But I appreciate you staying up that late, trying to watch me.
You're welcome. I just have to check. Are you uploading a new cover with J. Coco tomorrow?
You mean am I releasing one?
Yeah.
Or am I recording it?
Better than
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it's already finished and recorded, and, yeah, we're posting it tomorrow. So it's actually available on iTunes right now, the song. So if you just type in...
Are you sure? Because I've been, refreshing your iTunes page for the entire day. You have no idea.
Well, how about you check, just search 2 is better than 1, and then type in Jake Coco. And
okay.
Then... hopefully it'll show up there. But, yeah, I just got a text from him saying that it was available today. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really, really looking forward to posting that video because I think a lot of you will enjoy it.
Oh, my gosh. Mini freak out. Mini freak out.
What was that?
Okay. Mini freak out. I'm buying it right now.
Oh,
okay, I just have to wait
you.
To listen to it afterwards. But what I want
to
ask
have
to, you is...
You'll have to let me know how you like it.
Yeah, I will. But I want to ask you, if you kind of go back 5 years in time, that was before you even posted a single video to YouTube, where did you think you would be now at 18?
Okay, so five years ago? Or, like, before everything,
yeah.
Before YouTube and everything.
Yeah.
I had hoped that by 18 I would be releasing music, but I didn't think that it would happen. It's always been a big dream of mine, and I've always dreamt of performing and singing and touring and whatnot. So yeah, I mean, at that age I was about... I was probably 13, and, yeah, I mean, I was still in school, and I was, watching concerts and music videos on TV and going to live concerts, and I was just hoping that someday I could be on a stage, and so now to be on the stage is really incredible and such an amazing feeling. So yeah, I mean, I guess 5 years ago, I... was hoping and praying that, you know, I would be where I am today, but I didn't think that it would ever happen. So I'm very blessed and thankful that I am where I am. And hopefully in the next 5 years, I can just get on a bigger scale and look back and be like, wow, a lot has happened. And I'm so excited to be where I am. So yeah, I guess that's where I thought I'd be. Well, I would hope that I'd be.
Yeah. 5 years ago, that's like ages ago.
It is. I mean, it feels like it, yeah. Time goes by so fast.
Yeah, like
especially
five years
this
ago,
year.
10 years old.
Yeah. That is crazy. I know,
that's
this whole
kind of
year
crazy
has
to think
gone
about.
By so fast.
Yeah. It feels like it was just... when it comes to, like, you stuff, like Savannah stuff, everything feels like yesterday because I find it so weird to think about that, for example, that the Hannah Montana premiere was 2 years ago or that the tour
right?
was almost 3 years ago.
I know. I feel like I was on tour with Nat and Alex, like, last year.
Yeah, me
I was
too.
So
it's
young.
So weird to think
I was
about.
So young.
And it's like...
I spend quite a lot of time, like, planning and thinking out birthday presents for you, and it feels like I just finished thinking about your 18th birthday present, and now I have to start finding out what to give for your 19th birthday.
Aww.
I'm fine.
You are the sweetest. Thank you. I am so excited for my 19th birthday, but, I mean, if you think about it, it really is, like, couple months away, but before I know it, it's just going to flash right before me, so I better be thinking of what I'm going to do. It was kind of
funny when you turned...
Sorry, we're actually running out of time. We're actually going to get cut off the air in, like, 5 minutes. We need to... an extra thing. I'm sorry.
I'm picking up all your time.
No, it's not a problem. We are actually having some technical difficulties. But thank you so much for calling in. I'm really sorry.
Bye, Sigrid. Thank you so much. I love you, and I really appreciate everything. And
I love you,
hopefully
too.
Hopefully someday I'll be able to come to Norway and perform and finally meet you after all of these years.
You're more than welcome to stay at my house, by the way.
Thank you.
It's an open invitation.
Well, thank you. I
My mom
it.
Loves you, so that wouldn't be a problem.
No. Oh, you are so, so sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sigrid, for calling in. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Bye, Sigrid. That's awesome. I actually remember the first time you came on, she called in, and she was so nervous. It was so cute. She's awesome.
Oh, I remember that. I think that might have been the first
yeah.
time I had ever talked to her on the phone was on the
yeah.
Josie show.
Ooh, special.
I'm going to finish, but I wanted to let you know that we have 7 minutes left in this episode. So what we're going to do is... this episode is going to end, and we're going to start another episode immediately after if Savannah could call back when this one ends.
All right. So, Savannah, does that sound good? All you have to do is just call in the same number that you did in, like, maybe 10-something minutes when we're done. Is that okay?
I actually am going to band practice pretty soon.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, then we'll actually just finish up the 7 minutes. We'll have to go really quick, but sounds good.
Sorry.
No, you're good. That's what happens when we have, like, four guests, so it's a little crazy. But we actually have a fun little game that I want to do really quick. We had a past guest on, Scott Isabel, who we're going to actually put on. He is one of your biggest fans, and he's an actor and a singer.
Oh, awesome.
And so we're going to put him on, and we're going to play a game with the two of you, all right? Does that sound good?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, awesome. So let's try to get Scott on. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? I'm here.
Hi. So,
hey, how's it going?
You're on the line with Savannah.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Nice to meet you on
Nice to meet you,
phone.
Too.
Yes, so okay, so we got a fun game here that we're going to play with the two of you.
Okay.
So let's see here where we got our fun little questions here. Okay, so now what it is I'm going to ask both of you a question, and then Savannah, you're going to answer first, and then Scott, you're going to answer it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Fun little question. Okay, so Savannah, you first. They're totally fun and easy. Okay, so you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so Savannah, you first. Okay, so what celebrity have you ever been mistaken as?
Lo Bosworth from The Hills. I get it
right?
all the time,
nice.
And I don't understand.
That's hilarious. Okay, so Scott, how about you?
I pretty much, this happens all the time, I get mistaken for Justin Bieber. I was at a resort in Florida earlier this year, and I was just lounging on a chair, and all of a sudden one girl screamed Justin Bieber, and then a bunch started swarming, and it was really weird. And so that happens to me a lot as well.
Me too.
I performed at a I performed at a WWE event earlier this year, and when I got into the ring, some little girl started screaming Justin Bieber, really thinking it was him. So she was all excited, so that was interesting.
That was hilarious. And Savannah had a funny like, me too!
Yeah, I get mistaken for him all the time. I'm just like, come on, really? Like, I'm like,
brilliant.
Hey, I don't look like him. I'm just kidding.
Brilliant. That's hilarious. Okay, so some more fun questions. Okay, so Savannah, real horse or mechanical bull?
Mechanical bull.
Okay, Scott?
Wait, what was the question?
Real horse or mechanical bull?
Mechanical
bull. Wait, you said real horse? Sorry, I didn't even hear the first part, so I'm like, I guess I'll choose mechanical bull.
Yeah, that's
I don't
the only,
have
that's the only,
real
that's
horse.
Only one I understood, so I was just going along with it.
I'm going to have to say a real live horse. I mean, you can't beat that. Mechanical bull freaks me out. I choose not to go on those whenever they're around.
Agreed. And then so, Scott, for you, is it going to be real horse?
It'd have to be mechanical bull because I'm really highly allergic to real horses. So, I tried taking horse lessons when I was little, and I thought I was like going to die. mechanical bull.
Okay. So Savannah, cowboy boots or gym shoes?
Gym shoes.
Scott.
Definitely gym shoes. My feet are so wide, I don't think I could get them into a cowboy boot anyway.
Nice. Savannah, baseball or pro wrestling? We got some funny ones.
Baseball or pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Pro wrestling, I guess.
Scott?
I mean, to watch. I definitely would never partake in a game of wrestling.
Definitely, probably pro wrestling. I'm not really a baseball fan, except when I was at that WWE event earlier this year, I'm so short I had to step under the bottom rope like all the divas have to, so that was kind of embarrassing.
You're hilarious. Okay, that's so funny. Okay, so we actually we have to be timed here. We have 60 seconds.
Okay.
Until we get the boot. Okay, so Savannah, if you had to eat one of these, which would you pick? Pickled pig's feet or frog legs?
Pickled pig's feet. I love pickles.
Nice. Okay, Scott, how about you?
I don't know. Both sound pretty gross.
Don't sound good to you?
Yeah, neither sound good.
I think the pickled pig's feet sound like really tasty. I'm just kidding. They sound completely disgusting. Who came up with these questions? I'm just kidding.
They are. I don't know. I just read them. We're learning a lot about you guys, though. Next one, disco dancing or break dancing?
Disco dancing or break dancing?
Yeah.
definitely break dancing. I've been a dancer ever since I was 2 years old, and so I like to say that I have a little break dancing in me. But
nice.
I love to watch it, and it's really amazing to see all these dancers break out and do these crazy stuff. So yeah, break dancing.
Love it. And Scott, really quick, because we only have 5 seconds.
It'd have to be break dancing, although if I dance, I usually look like Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Nice.
Thank you both so much for coming. You guys are hilarious. And Scott as well is a huge fan of yours, Savannah, so we wanted to get him on.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Scott.
It doesn't matter.
I like Scotty. Okay, Scotty. Well, thank you.
All right.
You're very sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming on, and I will talk to both of you guys soon. Thanks again for playing
Absolutely.
Our fun game.
Thank you, Josie. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
That was so much fun, and thank you guys so much, and hope you guys have a great night. And we're going to get cut off, so Thank you guys so much for coming to the Josie Show, and I will talk to you guys next Friday. Bye-bye, guys.